Thank you, Senator. The recruitment tends to take place in a way that we, with lawful process, can see it, either usually on Twitter or Twitter direct messaging, mm-hmm. which are not encrypted. Mm-hmm. And then, if it looks productive to the ISIL recruiters, they move them to the end-to-end encrypted communication. And so a major concern is, what are the guys in Syria telling these guys, and what are they telling them back? And what are they saying to their buddies using encrypted platforms within the United States? So it's both the international, right, and the local within a network in the United States.
I guess what I'm asking is, if the international encrypted equipment is still available, is there anything we can do that stops that from being a problem that you can't penetrate?
I think the answer is, again, I'm not an expert, if the servers are located entirely outside the United States, that we would have a heck of a time enforcing a regime that would require them to give us access. Now, I suppose an expert might say to you, well, but if it transits the United States, there's some way we can impose our will on it. I just don't know well enough to evaluate that. So I do think one of the challenges that people have raised with this is, say, even if we fix our problem, you have to address it in some fashion internationally, because the really bad guys will move to infrastructure that is in Western Europe. And so to solve your problem, people say, America's got to get its act together, and it's the big dog, so you probably ought to do it first. Then your colleagues and allies in Western Europe have to get their act together to make sure there isn't a safe haven there. Now, that still leaves you with people who might want to move their infrastructure to some other less well-governed part of the world. So you're always going to have a small part of that problem, but I think the main part of the problem could be dealt with North America and Europe focusing on it.
And is Europe focusing on it?
Yes. As I think I said earlier, the UK and France are a little bit ahead of us on this, French in particular, in the wake of Charlie Hebdo, and the Brits. Both, as I know the British better, have legislation that requires access to communications. Their challenge is the reverse of what you're saying. The infrastructure is in the United States on which they want to compel access. And so trying to figure out how to deal with that is a challenge we're still working through.
And so the infrastructure is really the target, as opposed to the device somebody might be using, even if the device is encrypted. What infrastructure it goes through may or may not accept that encrypted message.
Well, I think the reason I was talking about the infrastructure is that would give you the ability to compel some, to impose a requirement that provider, the owner of that infrastructure that sits in your country, comply with American law to give judicial orders, make them effective. Right. The challenge is, if the infrastructure is not in the United States, who are you compelling to give the judge's order effect?
Mr. Chairman, I think I'm joining the group that's suggesting we have a more technical, not to diminish either your ability in this area or mine, that we have, and probably in a closed session, so we could ask questions without being concerned about anybody telling us something that everybody in the world doesn't necessarily need to know, so we'd understand this. But I think we have a bigger problem than we can deal with on our own. And to fight a big fight here that is easily evaded by somebody who wants to evade it would be of concern to me. But in conjunction with others who are perhaps even ahead of us on this, I think the director makes a good point that we need to be sure we all understand.